Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window, and happy Easter, everybody. My partner and good buddy Don Goldberg is off this week, but I'm not alone. I'm joined in the studio by Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant, and he also manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. Great to be here.
And our esteemed medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, happy Easter to everyone.
Happy Easter to everyone, absolutely. There was an interesting article published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, and its title is Vitamins and Perinatal Outcomes Among HIV-Negative Women in Tanzania. And apparently what happened was back about 10 years ago, there was a study in which they gave HIV-positive pregnant women in Tanzania multivitamins. And they found that that helped with the birth weights of the infants. And they decided to follow this up now, giving pregnant women who were not HIV positive. In other words, these are HIV negative women. And the reason they did this is, you know, about 20 million children are born with low birth weights each year, mostly in developing countries. And the reason that's important is the low birth weights created an increased risk of early mortality, poor growth, and cognitive development. Very important. So in this study, which was published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, they showed that supplying multivitamin supplements to these HIV-negative pregnant women decreased the risk of giving birth to low weight and small for gestational age infants. And this was, they used about 8,400 women. So this was significant. They, what was also significant was that the multivitamin contained pretty much most of the B complex. It contained vitamin C, contained vitamin E. They made sure all the women had adequate amounts of folic acid and iron. So this was you know, once again, pretty significant. And they said, in light of these findings, we recommend that multivitamins be considered for all pregnant women in developing countries, regardless of their HIV status. Now, what can we say about that conclusion? Why would they just say multivitamins for developing countries? Because they just used it in a developing country?
Yeah, that's about it. Well, I think there is some rationale. Presumably in Tanzania, the average woman doesn't get as much vitamins as we do in this country. And therefore, the fact that this is beneficial to the childbirth process in Tanzania, where they're repairing a deficit, that's good. But it doesn't prove that adding the multivitamin in America would be also improve birth weights. On the other hand, it doesn't prove that it doesn't. So I think the benefit of the doubt has to be given with such a safe intervention that women should take it. And in fact, in this country, I don't know any obstetrician who doesn't prescribe multivitamins.
Exactly. Exactly. So pretty much anyone, anyone's pediatrician or rather OBGYN would recommend that they take a good prenatal or a prenatal with good reason, because it's not just the folic acid. It seems to be, I think, a lot more than that. There's a lot of assurance. You know, knowing that you're getting all the vitamins, it's very difficult to have a complete diet, even if you are, you know, living in the United States. Sometimes it's difficult to obtain all the nutrients in the in a regular typical diet. So a multivitamin really does provide that, whether you're living in Tanzania or the U.S.
Well, what I found interesting was they, unfortunately, they didn't supplement the multivitamin. It did not contain any extra calcium. It didn't contain any extra magnesium. It didn't contain any vitamin A, whether it was from vitamin A or beta carotene. And it didn't provide any zinc or any of the other trace minerals, actually.
You know, so that's both good and bad. I mean, that's showing, well, the vitamins they did use helps us isolate what seemed to be very important. But, of course, who knows what the outcomes would have been if those omitted nutrients were included.
Yeah, well, it was done by a group, obviously, in Dar es Salaam, and the United States contact was Harvard University. So we'll allow for our Harvard alumnus, Dr. Richard Prodell, to explain why they would leave out all of those nice minerals and everything else.
They had a reason, but it wasn't a very good reason, as best as I can tell from the article.
Yeah.
It's their Michigas.
Okay. Something else interesting. They did a study with an old favorite, echinacea. And they gave healthy young adult mice oral doses of echinacea purpura root. They go out of their way to say that it's the root of echinacea, whether it's angustifolia or purpura, that they feel is important. And they gave them basic dosages, which would be comparable to what we would take, what humans would take. Uh-huh. And after receiving the echinacea for 2 weeks, the mice had significantly higher levels, about 25% more, of NK cells. And NK stands for natural killer cells. And they also had 25% more monocytes, which are called the helper cells for NK cells. And these natural killer cells are really our first line of defense against all sorts of invasions that we have, whether it's bacterial, viral, cancer cells, mm-hmm. things like that.
So do the mice catch less colds? And how can you tell if a mouse
catches less colds? Well, they lived longer. Actually, they lived longer. Mm-hmm. And when they conducted experiments in healthy adult mice, the researchers found that after just 2 weeks of giving the mice these dosages of echinacea, the natural killer cell numbers in their bone marrow and their spleens returned to the levels of the young adult mice. And that's just as important for these old folks as well, or these old folks' mice. Anyway, so echinacea has found many, many nice new benefits. And the fellow who wrote this article, Dr. Kerry Bone, one of his points was that we always say that people should take echinacea for a few weeks and then stop. And he said this study with mice seemed to show that that was like an old wives' tale. You don't need to do right. that, because they gave echinacea to these mice for about a year straight, mm-hmm. and it was distinctly beneficial. By 13 months of age, only 46% of the control mice fed the standard chow were still alive. 74% of the mice that were given the echinacea supplement were alive. So only 46% of the control mice were alive. 74% of those who consumed the echinacea were alive. So that's quite a significant difference, at least in mice. Whether it would affect humans that way, we don't know. Okay, we'll begin taking your calls shortly. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after these messages.
Do you suffer from acne, eczema, psoriasis, dandruff, itchy, sensitive skin? Do you wish there was a line of natural, effective skincare products that would help alleviate these problems? Well, here is some good news. We now carry skincare items that may be the answer to your prayers. It's called Zindet. What makes the Zindet products unique is that they contain both Dead Sea minerals and silt. These minerals have a therapeutic action, healing and smoothing skin damaged by eczema, opening pores of skin affected with acne, and closing the many abrasions of other skin disorders and effectively treating itching and redness. Here is something else unique about Zindet products. They work. Now, this is Don Goldberg, and I have eczema, and nothing else that I have tried so quickly eliminates the itch when my eczema acts up. There are three Zindet products: a sensitive skin formula cleansing bar, a hair and body shampoo, and a skin balm. Zindet, spelled X-Y-N-D-E-T, is truly unique, made in Germany from Dead Sea minerals from Israel. Zindet. More information is available on www.wilner.com.
And now, a health tip from Nature's Answer with Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse.
Stressed out? Tired? Fatigued? Discover the Swiss secret. Biostrath, the best-selling supplement in Europe. Biostrath is an 100% natural whole food tonic, backed by science, supported by clinical evidence. Biostrath increases energy and endurance, strengthens memory and concentration, and supports healthy immune function. Put a healthy bounce back into your step with Biostrath. It's all your body needs.
Look for the Platinum Label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professionals for over 30 years, at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
Men, are you looking for a comprehensive prostate formula, one that helps maintain a healthy prostate gland and supports normal urinary function? Well, we have the perfect product for you. It's from Doctor's Best. It's a blend of the most proven effective herbs and vitamins for prostate health. Saw palmetto extract, African pygium bark extract, stinging nettle, lycopene, the amino acids L-alanine, glutamic acid, and glycine, the minerals selenium and zinc, and vitamin E. Yes, you could take all of these herbs, vitamins, minerals, and amino acids as separate supplements, but why? Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula contains them all in a balanced formula together in one product. 3 tablets per day is all it takes. What could be easier? Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula. And here is some great news. Doctor's Best comprehensive prostate formula is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one half price. Wow, what a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number here in the studio, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. And we take calls just about anything related to nutrition, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies. We don't get too many homeopathic calls, do we? Oh, well, why not? Once again, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's say hello to Marty calling from Cortland Manor, New York.
All right, thank you for taking my call. I want to pose a key question regarding anti-aging matters, anti-aging methods. My impression is that the foremost components of aging are two major factors, free radical oxidation and insulin, a distant third would be cortisol. Now, my last, blood sugar level was 102. That's semi-fasting. So I may be knocking on the door of diabetes. So obviously I want to control insulin levels. And the first thing regarding free radical oxidation, my impression on that is that CR, calorie restriction, is the most important aspect of reducing free radical oxidation. And then as far as insulin is concerned, most important component on that is going on a low glycemic diet or an Atkins type of induction phase, 20 to 50 carbs, or Mediterranean type.
Marty.
Yeah.
What
now,
can we do for you, Marty?
I want your input regarding that.
I'm taking notes, Arnie. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Well, how do you feel about that?
So, Dr. Podell, you want to start?
Well, you know, there's something to it. I think the tone of certainty is not, you know, is taking it beyond where the data is. But in a general principle, I think we would agree that all these things are important. For instance, it doesn't, you know, blood sugar 102 doesn't sound like you're knocking on the door of diabetes, particularly since we don't know what your fasting insulin level is. If that were high, you know, maybe. If it isn't, you know, I wouldn't get real worried about the 102. Antioxidants in rats and such are clearly have something to do with lifespan. The data on humans isn't quite as clear.
The calorie restriction.
Oh, the calorie restriction.
Yeah.
There, that clearly seems to be so in rats and other animals. And ideally, I guess, in humans, if we calorie restricted, and they're really talking about cutting down, you know, 20% or more, you know, fairly substantial cuts in calories, that might work for us.
Wow.
The studies with the animals were done throughout their lifetimes, or most of the studies. Again, we don't know what it means for a 60-year-old American who may already have some partial heart disease. It's a good idea. Conventional medicine recommends it, sort of. But whether a rigorous trial would make a big difference, we don't know.
Well, actually, the studies seem to show that reducing your body weight by 10% is a good thing.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
You know, but, you know, because you mentioned 20%. I don't know if you need to
about the rats.
Yeah, I don't know if you need to really go there. Even then, they reduced it by 10% also.
Okay, you know. In some studies, yeah.
Yeah. But there are there's a whole calorie restriction society that's working to try and see if doing this is the right way to go.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of them have reduced their calories way, way down. You know, a lot of the group really looks severely emaciated. It doesn't seem to bother them, but.
Using calorie restriction certainly is a good thing for overall health. I think we could pretty much say that. But certainly people do consume well over the amount of calories necessary.
Yeah,
the other
absolutely.
Thing is the food choices. Don't forget, there are foods that have a category of empty calories and full calories. So if your diet really contains those foods that are rich in phytochemicals, healthy foods, rather than processed, empty calorie foods, that's another way to improve your health, because don't forget the phytochemicals, although they're not considered essential, I would consider them essential for overall long-term health.
Yeah, good point.
What about the insulin component?
The insulin component is important, as Dr. Podell mentioned.
Yeah, a high baseline insulin level is another cardiovascular risk predictor. That we know that. And we are fairly sure that taking actions to reduce that by losing weight, by lower carbs, by exercise, by less stress, all that is a helpful thing.
But isn't insulin an anabolic hormone that's necessary to increase, elevate testosterone levels?
Well, it is rated, you know, growth hormone.
IGF-1, for instance.
Yeah, there's insulin growth factor.
Yeah, insulin-like
growth it's anabolic,
factor, yeah.
Like everything else. It's, you can have too much, you can have too little.
But doesn't mean you have to consume a bunch of sugar or candy or something like that. Just mean
we know that elevated insulin is harmful. I mean that seems to be
real. It runs the
even
risk
though
of
insulin
resistance.
Does, even though insulin does good things, and you can't live without it.
Yeah. So,
and the the free radical theory. You know, of course, you know, we all I believe taking antioxidants is a good thing. you know, see how long I live.
And we've all talked about this in the Wilner Window.
You'll let us know.
I'll let you know.
We've all talked about, you know, taking a number of different antioxidants, not just focusing on one. I know there's a big hoopla over resveratrol. Hey, I'm all for resveratrol, but you can't forget all the phytochemicals, the other important antioxidant nutrients,
sure.
All the glutathione precursors, selenium. You really kind of have
to
mix
them all. Kind of like a Jack LaLanne opening bottle.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that the listeners ought to know, and it's been real clear in a lot of studies now, is if you take a single antioxidant, give it in very high doses, that is not helpful. These antioxidants, whether it's E or C or carotene or whatever, in very high doses, act as prooxidants. Okay, so what I think we've always been advocating, not always, but at least over in recent years, is for a balanced blend of different antioxidants at medium concentrations. Or in other words, 1,000 units of, let's say, of synthetic alpha-tocopherol, which people used to think was good, we now know it really isn't. On the other hand, I think a mixed tocopherol, and I kind of like it 100 units, some people go higher, I think we're very confident that would be helpful.
Yeah. So all the things we mentioned, Marty, would be a good thing. Watching the foods you eat. Don't eat a lot of, as Sam said, empty calories. You know, keeping your weight down.
Exercise. You know,
it's semi-moderation, not going too extreme.
Absolutely.
There you go.
There are two aspects of the calorie restriction. One is going within 1,900 calories, and the other more rigid one is between 6 to 1,200 calories.
No, I don't think 6 to 1,200. You're not.
See, what you're doing at 6 to 1,200. Assuming you're a male and you weigh at least 150 pounds or whatever, then you getting into marginal nutrition. And there you're probably not going to get enough vitamins in your diet, although you can take extra, and you may not get enough protein. And certainly, you know, these liquid protein diets, where they do about 600, 800, there's a lot of reason for thinking that's not a good thing to do for a long, long time.
Yeah, and like I said, there's a calorie restriction society. You must be, I think you're probably familiar with them.
Yes.
If you know some of that. You know, we have some of them come into Wilner Chemists, and, you know, I help them all the time. So,
and they tell me they feel great.
They
stay within 1,900 calories. It takes several weeks to feel the difference.
Yeah, 1,900 calories is not bad, but if you're getting down below 1,200, that's a question.
Yeah. And neither will anybody else like the way you look pretty much at that level.
Gentlemen, if you look out the window, it's snowing outside.
Snowing out, okay.
Oh,
with that,
boy.
We need to pause. Thanks for the call, Marty. We need to pause for a short break. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR.
Tell me, wise one, what is the meaning of life?
It's me.
Well, what is the secret of eternal happiness?
That I cannot tell you, but I can tell you the secret to internal happiness.
Internal happiness?
Your body is a temple, my friend, but it is full of toxins.
Huh?
Try whole body cleanse from enzymatic therapy.
Am I being enlightened here?
The world is a very toxic place. The environment, the food you eat. Whole Body Cleanse is a powerful but gentle program for thorough detoxification.
Well, I do take fiber.
Not enough, and likely not effective. Whole Body Cleanse is the ultimate rejuvenation for digestive, liver, and lymph cleansing. It is 3 unique formulas in one simple kit to naturally restore your body's balance in just 14 days.
So you're saying happiness comes from within?
Happiness and better health with Whole Body Cleanse. Oh, and lay off the pork rinds.
What are you, some kind of wise guy?
Well, that is the point.
Whole Body Cleanse at health food stores nationwide. Enzymatic therapy, what better feels like.
And now let's go to Steve Reggie for the traffic.
And good afternoon. Well, we're hearing a little Christmas music in the background because of those snow flurries. Not affecting the traffic right now. In fact, we have the Easter parade underway. Fifth Avenue is closed between 57th Street and 49th Street until 5 o'clock this afternoon in Midtown. Coming into the city by way of the Lincoln Holland GW Bridge, that's looking pretty good. Eastbound 4 in Englewood, an accident by Jones Road blocks one lane. Eastbound Route 80 at Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, we also have an accident there. Pulaski Skyway inbound at Raymond Boulevard, watch for a collision. And 17 northbound in Hasbrook Heights still have that right lane closed off due to a downed utility pole. This report is a service of Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Blue Blocker Sunglasses, one of America's best-selling brands for over 20 years. See clearer, sharper, and with total UV protection. Blue Blocker Sunglasses, get a pair at Walgreens today. 38 degrees right now. I'm Steve Reggie, WOR.
It's 6 o'clock. Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy. And it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
At this point, we know how important supplementation with CoQ10 can be. We also know that many options are available to enhance the bioavailability of CoQ10. Perhaps the most potent and best utilized form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the reduced or active form of CoQ10, the form which is directly used in human metabolism as a lipid-soluble antioxidant. While standard CoQ10 ubiquinone supplements can be activated in the body, this activation can be less efficient in some individuals based on age or genetics. Ubiquinol's superior bioavailability is demonstrated in clinical trials. Ubiquinol is now available from Jarrow Formulas. Called QH Absorb, it utilizes the Q-Absorb delivery system, which increases CoQ10 levels up to 400% and is 3 to 4 times better absorbed than chewable CoQ10 tablets. CoQ10 supports heart function and, as an antioxidant, protects mitochondrial membranes and cholesterol from oxidation. Jarrow Formulas Ubiquinol QH Absorb 100 milligrams is now available at Wilner Chemists and at a special introductory price. For a limited time, Wilner Chemists will offer Jarrow's QH Absorb 100 milligram 60 soft gel size at 30% off list price. Now that's a deal.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And before we get to the phones, I want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner's, and a new sale has just started. We have discounts up to 50% off list price. Here are just a few examples. Doctor's Best, the full line is 50% off. America's Finest, 40% off the full line. Source Naturals, 35% off list. American Health, Rainbow Light, Nature's Way, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Natural, Quality of Life, Nature's Answer, Kyolic, also full lines, and many others at 30% off list price. You can check our website for a full listing. And but mentioning that, I don't think all the information is up on our website as yet. So if you do place an order on the website, you will get all these sale prices. Phyllis will make sure of it when she enters the orders that come off the website. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'd automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. And the website gives a full list of these sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders there as well.
That's right. And we are coming out with a new catalog. It's brand new. It's
It's here.
We have it. It's in the mail, as a matter of fact. I received all 8 pallets full. It was quite a job.
But and I got the. I received my catalog at my home already last week.
So if you'd like to receive the new Wilner Chemist catalog, give us your name and address by calling us up at the store, and or you know what, you can come down and visit us. That would be probably the best option.
Save us the mailing cost of mailing it to you. Just come pick it up.
Come and say hello to us. Pick up the sale flyer, which features all the items that are on sale. And
that's
the,
right.
And then the catalog is also going to show some new products. So if you're interested in any new products that we're bringing in to Wilner's, pick up a catalog as well.
And some great reference articles in there, too.
That's right.
Read those reference articles. I was reading them the other day.
Always a good read.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can visit us at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is located at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And right now, the store, the front facade is being worked on by the building, so the entrance is on 41st Street. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. We're Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, and we're taking your phone calls here in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And now let's say hello to Melvin from New City, New York.
I have a question about my wife. She has no difficulty falling asleep. By about 2, 3 in the morning, she wakes up almost every night. Would melatonin help that? Or what would you recommend?
Well, melatonin can be helpful for getting her to sleep. As I think we discussed a couple weeks ago, this middle of the night getting up and going back to sleep, that's a tough one.
Well, they sell slow-release melatonins.
Yeah.
I've never seen any studies on whether they last longer.
What you can try, Melvin, is you mentioned melatonin in your question.
Yes.
They do have a time-release melatonin. I'm sure Source Naturals makes a time-release melatonin. That would even be on sale.
Jarrow has one.
Yeah.
Jarrow
so there's formulas. A couple of time-release melatonin formulas. Let your wife try that. And
that means it lasts longer, the time release.
Yeah.
Has she tried any of the herbal or vitamin sleep formulas?
No.
Okay, well, certainly that's a good place to start as well. I mean, we've talked about it on the show a number of times that, if someone takes one of these herbal formulas, they can usually contain valerian, skullcap, maybe some calcium, magnesium. It might be useful to take them, more than just one night. Give it a chance to work, maybe two weeks on a regular basis. It takes time for your nervous system perhaps to adjust.
Yeah, I think, and I may be going beyond my knowledge here, but the melatonin goes up when a couple hours before sleep when it gets dark. It starts fading away as you get on till morning. So that in theory at least, and in some animal studies, if you were to keep the melatonin going longer, you might well get somewhat deeper sleep. Now, no one thing by itself makes all the difference in whether you wake up or not. There are probably, 43 different things that are affecting it, but to the degree that the melatonin keeps her a bit deeper, that could easily be helpful.
There's lots of things. In order to, you need to get adequate light in order to...
That's in the daytime.
During the daytime, yes, thank you, Dr. Podell, to activate the pineal gland to produce melatonin. The body needs to know the difference between daytime and nighttime.
Right.
And one way is to make sure there's a lot of light present during the day. And that's usually in the form of some type of unfiltered light. The light that goes through glass loses some of its some of the rays, and sometimes the pineal isn't activated properly. So going around without even just getting some light without glasses, even especially sunglasses, would be a good idea. That does not mean you stare at the sun. That means you be outside without glasses on.
They've done interesting experiments showing that even your skin responds to light, in which they check the melatonin.
Yeah.
When skin is deprived of light, melatonin will go
interesting.
Up. And they even gave a small they covered a person the person's body with prevented light from coming through, and they just put one spot of light on it and it shut the melatonin production down. It was really fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the simplest thing, Melvin, would be if your wife tried the melatonin time release first, because that should work rather quickly. If that works, wonderful. If that doesn't work, you can go into some of the other herbal formulas containing valerian and things that Sam mentioned.
Is it safe to use it on a continual basis?
Melatonin? Yeah, pretty much. It's been around, melatonin's been used widely probably for the last 15 years. So I would say it has a good record of safety.
Could we use every night then, basically?
If you need it.
Yes.
I mean, in truth, we don't really have good studies of somebody, say, using it for 6 months in a row. Nobody's reported any harm. But again, nobody does a randomized trial with placebos and so on like you'd really would like to do.
All right. Thanks, Melvin.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Next, we have Henry calling from Queens.
Yes. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. My wife is a 51-year-old female in good condition, except she has a frozen shoulder. She has limited motion and pain. She went to a conventional bone specialist and muscle doctor. He gave her an X-ray, and he diagnosed it as an adhesion, which is a frozen shoulder. He gave her 80 milligrams of cortisone shot in the shoulder, which was very painful, and this was about a month ago, and it really hasn't helped her. When I discussed it with the doctor afterwards, I said any natural remedies like MSM, enzymes, chondroitin, would that help her? He dismissed that all out of hand. Could you give me any advice as to what she could do naturally?
Well, so you went to him and you said you gave my wife a cortisone shot.
Yeah, I was there with him, yes.
Okay, so did you say where do we go from here?
Yes, he said he just recommended physical therapy and come back in another 4 months for another cortisone shot if she needed it. Now, this has been about a month and a half, and there's been no relief. She cannot move the shoulder beyond. Maybe she could move. Maybe she has about half of what you can normally move it. If she goes beyond that one half, it's severe pain.
Well, we now turn you over to our diagnostician here in the studio, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yeah, we already have a diagnosis, which is frozen shoulder. Now, here's the thing. Nobody's looked at nutrition for this.
Yes.
The issue is quite different from, say, osteoarthritis, which is what you use glucosamine and such for.
Yes.
Here, in effect, you have too much connective tissue rather than too little.
Yes.
And so the way I work with this is, well, one, physical therapy is correct, but two, what you actually have is physically probably scar tissue in and around the shoulder, in and around those muscles.
Yes, that's what he said.
Now, what some physical therapists and some massage therapists have special techniques where they would actually manually break up those things. It'll hurt. But that where you can actually stretch those muscles out and break up the tissue. And to me, that's likely to be more effective than simply the standard physical therapy, which is the heat and the ice and the stretching and so on.
Yes.
The standard physical therapy is helpful, but in some people it isn't enough.
Right.
And so that's how I would treat it. Now, were I to be adding something nutritional, I probably would. I'd be making it up as I go along. That is, there's really no data at what the way to do it nutritionally is.
Well, the doctor had put cortisone. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Would there be a place for natural anti-inflammatories? If it's justified to use cortisol, why not something natural?
There might be a place for it, except the main problem is really a physical, mechanical thing. There's a bunch of scar tissue.
Right.
If there's inflammation around it, well, that's good to reduce the inflammation, but it doesn't by itself break up the scar tissue.
Would enzymes break it down? Would that help break it down?
It's an intelligent thought, but nobody's really looked at it, as far as I know. I think it'd be reasonable to try.
Yeah, taking an enzyme, one of the ones like Zymactive by Natural Factors is a good one.
The double strength one, I would probably suggest.
Wobenzyme. Any of those enzymes would be a good thing, definitely for your wife to use.
Would devil's claw or cat's claw have any benefit?
Those are natural anti-inflammatories, anti-arthritics. But my feeling here is they gave the most powerful anti-inflammatory.
Right.
They gave cortisone. In other words, if cortisone would have helped and you would have called us and said, hey, my wife got a cortisone shot and it helped her and it's starting to wear off, can I use anything naturally?
Right.
I would say, sure, use devil's claw and use this and use that because the cortisone worked. But here the cortisone didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So if that didn't work, why is devil's claw going to work?
Anything homeopathically you could might come to thought.
Yeah. The thing is, it sounds like what should be done here, do the physical therapy. As a matter of fact, it sounds like Dr. Podell's suggestion of a more intense approach of breaking up the adhesion and the scar tissue, fine. This is where maybe using something natural and anti-inflammatory working with this particular type of method, because most likely breaking up some of this tissue might create a little bit of inflammation. So use something like arnica, or better yet, something called Tralmeal, rubbing it on the area during the physical therapy or massage mm-hmm. or the stretching. There's a product also that's called Tropicin, Tropicin, I think.
Yeah.
Very good rub. Internally, you could do, I think, you may even want to use something called Flex now. It's a really terrific anti-inflammatory.
Excellent. Yeah, excellent now. Idea. Excellent
three
idea.
Three in the morning, yeah. Or three a day. That
three
might reduce.
Yeah, three a day. Yeah. Okay. We need to pause for a short break. Henry, thanks so much for calling. We need to pause for a short break, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podale.
And we'll be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Hello to all my friends on the Wilner Window. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and many of you have heard me talk about how NT Factor and ProPax can fix the broken furnaces in your bodies. And, of course, I'm talking about the mitochondria. You see, there's an energy crisis that shows up in our 40s and 50s that can stay with us for the rest of our lives. You can especially see this energy crisis when chronic disease is present, and it doesn't matter whether it's cardiovascular issues, neurodegenerative, arthritis, or any of the health issues we routinely see in adults. NT Factor and ProPax and healthy aging is able to solve this energy crisis in a way that no other nutrient can, because it actually repairs the furnace, which of course is just a metaphor for the membranes. That's important because in a healthy person, the majority of your energy is produced in the membrane, and for the first time, a nutrient compound can really repair and restore the membrane. How is this new and different? Antioxidants can slow down the rate of new damage, but NT Factor can actually undo existing damage. That's new science, and that's why I say you need to get NT Factor. I use it, and so do most of my patients.
Are you one of those people who have a hard time getting a good night's sleep? Do you wake up feeling groggy, tired? Well, Natrol has a product designed just for you. It's called Sleep and Restore. Sleep and Restore promotes normal sleep patterns with a combination of melatonin and valerian. It provides a more restful, deeper sleep, while the powerful antioxidants in the product support your body's natural restoration process. So, you sleep well and wake up refreshed and restored. Sleep is a time for natural restorative events, including free radical removal and increased growth hormone activity. Don't shortchange yourself. Use Sleep and Restore to ensure a good night's rest. Natrol's Sleep and Restore is a perfect combination for those of you looking for a more restful, deeper sleep. Sleep and Restore is available at the Wilner Chemists, along with the entire line of Natrol products at discount prices, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, with the widest selection of Ester C products, is available discount priced at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. And now Dr. Podell wants to add a few comments to the frozen shoulder.
Right. The gentleman that called about his wife with the frozen shoulder just before the break. I wanted to mention the particular massage techniques that might add something beyond standard physical therapy. There's sort of similar techniques, but one has the name of myofascial release. Another one would be Rolfing, or they call it structural integration therapy, and another one is called manual trigger point therapy. And they all involved actually going in with your thumbs and elbows and actually breaking up the knots in the scar tissue. So it's a pretty vigorous thing, and most physical therapists do not know how to do it. A few do. Many massage therapists don't know how to do it, but some do. Some physiatrists, you know, rehabilitation doctors know about this, but many don't. So you have to kind of be lucky to get to the, or actually deliberately try to get to the place where they do these kind of deep tissue massage techniques.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Podell. And now we'll speak to Mary from Slattington, Pennsylvania.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm 60 years old. I take no medications. I take just vitamins. All my checkups show I don't even have the preliminary symptoms most people my age normally develop. And I've used alternative methods for my family and myself for years. My question is our freedom to choose alternative doctors and medicines at risk through the NAFTA agreement or any FDA government pressures for some kind of a bill that means we have to go through some kind of review when we go to the doctor and they decide whether we can take herbs, homeopathics, or we have to take some kind of a drug? Some other channel is talking about this, and I mean, he's making global remarks, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Who are you talking about?
Gosh, it's the first time I'd ever heard him on the radio. It's a station that we get up here in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry, I heard his name, but I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, there's always people who are, fear-mongers.
Yeah, it sounds
like
that.
There's something to this, but I think not a lot. In Europe, there's some sort of something called a codex, which is an agreement among the different European nations to try and regularize their regulation of things like vitamins and everything else in the world. And so the dominant mode in that has been to be rather restrictive in the use of vitamins. Some of the countries, I think, like in Scandinavia, are fairly restrictive, and others are unrestrictive. We are probably the least restrictive. Almost guarantee the Bush administration will never buy that kind of stuff. And it's most unlikely that Hillary or anybody else would either, because it would be a matter of giving up our prerogatives. Now, there are some treaties, apparently, which seem to obligate us to do something along those lines, but this codex has been around for quite a few years, and so far nothing has really happened.
Yeah, it's we belong to an organization called the Natural Products Association, and they represent all of the old mom and pop health food stores, but they also represent all of the manufacturers and distributors and some of the bigger players in the vitamin field. So at this point, they don't have any, they're not raising any red flags.
I figured you would know.
Yeah, so that's why we're not overly concerned at this point.
I had heard about Codex Alimentarius, that he was not mentioning that phrase. I have heard someone else that we both know very well on the radio who's talked about that forever, but that's what they do. I didn't think it would be passed in this country either. I just didn't think it would get by the groups that you're talking about either. So
currently in Congress, you have support on both parties for, in effect, the freedom to choose in this particular area. Senator Hatch from Utah had been particularly vigorous, and the Democrat equivalent for him has also been very supportive of the nutritional industry.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary. And it's a problem from time to time, but I don't think it's a problem now, and I hope it won't be a problem in the future. Mary Ann from Yonkers. You're live on the Wilna Window.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling regarding my mom. She's 79 years old, and her neurologist diagnosed her with peripheral neuropathy in both her feet, and then she sent her for certain tests, all of which came back negative. But when I spoke to the doctor, she said that peripheral neuropathy is usually caused by some cancer somewhere in the body. That's point one. And then I got on WebMD, and I read that oftentimes vitamins can help this condition. So I called back, and the neurologist secretary said the doctor never uses vitamin therapy. There's nothing you can do to heal peripheral neuropathy or to improve it. So my question is, one, do you have any kind of therapy, vitamin therapy, that you could recommend? And two, have you heard of that correlation between peripheral neuropathy and cancer somewhere in the body?
Go ahead, Dr. Yeah. Podell.
Okay. First of all, the overwhelming majority of peripheral neuropathies are not due to cancer. Cancers can create hormonal kind of like activity that does all sorts of funny things, including neuropathy. Certain medicines, like statins, can cause peripheral neuropathy. For sure, certain vitamin deficiencies cause peripheral neuropathy, one of them being vitamin B12 deficiency, another being vitamin B1 deficiency. And there's absolutely zero question but that those, when those are present, that the treatment is nutritional. Now, we don't even know if she really has peripheral neuropathy since the tests were negative. I thought you said the tests were negative.
She diagnosed her by doing some kind of test with needles. And that's how she knew she had peripheral neuropathy.
Okay. And may well be she does.
H-U antibody, MRI of the lumbar spine, and a chest x-ray.
That's okay. Which ones were abnormal?
None of them.
Okay, well...
The test with the nerves that she took.
I mean, the pin prick test.
Right.
That's kind of... You ought to get another opinion on that, because that's the one that's sort of hard to do right, because it's so subjective. Say, do you feel this? Do you not feel it? You know, if people are distracted, it can be a problem.
She has numbness in her feet. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know you're on a spot there. But she has numbness in both her feet.
All right. Well, let's assume she does. The area where it's been looked at most and is perhaps most common would be a diabetic neuropathy. And there is a literature that suggests that alpha-lipoic acid is helpful, that primrose oil is helpful, that carnitine is helpful. I forget whether, you know, things like chromium or selenium may have a study here or there. You know, they're not as well studied as various drugs are, but even among drugs, actually, there are drugs like Neurontin, which are good for peripheral neuropathy. So the idea that there's no treatment doesn't make a lot of sense. It's an overstatement, at least. There are nutritional treatments. There are medical treatments. The medical treatments being clearly proved, nutritional ones being fairly well proved, although not perfect, except for the B12 and the B1s, which are very well proved.
And, of course, your mother is not diabetic.
No, she's not.
Okay.
So I get another opinion.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Marianne. And I need to tell you that this portion of the Wilna Window is being brought to you by Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements, and the entire Natrol line is now on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, folks, this is a two-hour show, and we're coming to the end of the first hour. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we promise we will get back to you at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. Until then, this is Arne Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. See you at 6.5 after 3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilna Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilna Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists.